How you doing?
Morning.
I just wanted to know, say if I have a felony.
Is there any positions available for a felony?
Unfortunately, sir, that's a disqualifier for a highway patrol or public safety dispatcher. Yeah.
That's Tony Scarbo talking to a California Highway Patrol officer. Scarbo spent his Saturday hopping from booth to booth at a job fair in South LA. Scarbo is a tall man with broad shoulders. Dressed in a striking pinstriped suit, he looks like a perfect candidate. But Scarbo has a huge obstacle to getting the job he wants, a criminal record. Scarbo was convicted of possession of cocaine, receiving stolen property, and grand theft auto. Like all convicted felons, he must write his convictions on every job application he fills out.
And I hate to have to list my convictions on the paper because, you know, they, like I said earlier, they judge you before they actually get to know the person.
Scarbo says he has been off drugs and alcohol since he was last released from prison in 1994. He says he thinks he paid his dues to society.
You know, I go to church, been presently employed. I'm back in the mainstreams of society. I pay taxes. I own a home. I'm married. I have kids. And still, this thing hovering over me for 13 years ago.
A politician helped Scarbo get his first job after prison. He has been working at the same retail job since. But Scarbo says he wants more. He says he wants to work for the city or state so that he can get benefits, a pension, desk job, and the opportunity to go back to school.
I'm looking for an opportunity to better myself, to go to school where I could be able to attain a better job and a better position.
But his past never leaves him. At the job fair, the Los Angeles Fire Department, Sheriff's Department, and California Highway Patrol tell him they don't hire ex-offenders. Captain Makey with the LA Fire Department says a felon can't be in charge of keeping the peace.
Firefighters do have a peace officer status, so I think there's a little bit of a conflict of a felony conviction and a peace officer.
Scarbo looks disappointed.
Everybody, just because they made one mistake, shouldn't be held accountable for the rest of their life.
Civil rights leader Najee Ali is also an ex-offender and says this is a major problem for too many Latino and African Americans who make up the majority of convicted felons. Ali says the difficulty getting a job leads to the high recidivism rate among ex-offenders.
Really is a revolving door process because once men and women come home from prison, they can't find the work that they want to do or that's suitable for them once they've paid their debt to society.
Assemblyman Mike Davis co-sponsored the fair. He says ex-offenders should focus on jobs that hire ex-offenders, such as in the entertainment industry and at USC.
And there are so many great opportunities that if you've had contact with the law, it is important to focus on your area of strength.
Scarbo says he has been looking for a new job for 10 years, but he says he likes Davis's ideas and will try to focus on his strengths. Hannah Ingber-Wynn, Annenberg Radio News.